This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 2, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-30s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor at 9:36 p.m. We begin Groundhog Day with news that the groundhog saw his shadow today, meaning that there will be 6 more weeks of winter. Here on the North Shore, the National Weather Service has issued a winter wind chill warning that goes into effect beginning on Friday. Woburn teachers remain on strike. Today is the 4th day of the strike, and again, there is no school for students. The town of Marblehead may need a Proposition 2.5 override to maintain basic services in the coming year. Dustin Luca of the Salem News writes today that a budget presentation this week indicates that the town will need additional funding for the next fiscal year. One select board member noted at the meeting that the last override in Marblehead was back in 2005. A Marblehead woman is the new chairperson of the Massachusetts Republican Party, ousting Jim Lyons. Christian Wade writes in today's Salem News that her upset election comes after a disastrous performance by the GOP in the state's November election. The city of Lynn is moving forward with the Harbor Park project. The Daily Item is reporting today that the project involves 33 acres of open space for recreation. City planner Aaron Clausen says that a public meeting to be held next week on February 9 will seek input from the community on the project.
So one of the things we'll be talking about beyond just sort of updates and timeline and et cetera, we're going to be looking for feedback on what kind of active recreational uses should we be building in the future. So, for example, is it a basketball court? Should it be a futsal court or tennis courts, what have you? What should we be building in the limited space that we have? Because it is a landfill, so it's got some topography, it's got steep slopes, but we do have some space, and we want to make sure that we're building something the community can use.
Clausen was speaking on Lynn TV News. And Black History Month kicked off yesterday as Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson made this announcement from his Lynn City office.
Today marks the beginning of Black History Month, and my administration and I wanted to share a message about Black History Month, a special event celebrated annually to commemorate, uplift, and empower Black Americans. Black Americans have been and continue to be a critical part of this country, demonstrating profound resilience, creativity, and strength, helping to mold where we are today. Each February, and every day throughout the year, we must acknowledge the rich history, heritage, and cultures of Black Americans and their deep contributions to numerous aspects of our world today. Black history is also Lynn history.
That's Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. Sports with Bill Newell, next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics extended their domination over the Nets with a 139-96 win last night. The Celts host the Suns tomorrow night. The Bruins beat the Maple Leafs in Toronto last night, 5-3.
I just thought that was the best team effort we've had in a while.
Bruins coach Jim Montgomery.
Yeah, I don't think relief would be the right words. It was about us getting back to our standard and our team identity. And I saw it yesterday in practice. I hadn't seen us practice that kind of pace and purpose in a while, and especially the competitive fire that was there. So I expected us to be good, and that's a really good hockey team that we were able to beat on the road.
Bruins had lost 3 straight games going into last night's game. The game of the night on the North Shore last night was also on the ice. It was the girls' hockey matchup between Winthrop and Peabody. Peabody, the co-op team involving Peabody, Linfield, and North Reading students. Winthrop wins the game 3-2. This is Vikings coach Anthony Martuccia.
Hey, how we want to play, trying to keep pucks in, little chips into the corners, but of course the girls don't listen. They keep trying to score, which is okay. But we knew that there was going to be a lot of pressure from Peabody. We expected a good run at it, and we just had to kind of weather the storm.
This is PNLR coach Michelle Roach.
I think that we played physical, we played tough. You could tell the adjustments that we made from the first game. They're a very, very tough team. This was, I think, a playoff-type atmosphere, and we just kept pressing. I think the biggest takeaway for us is we gotta get quicker shots. We got to make sure those shots are on net.
3-2, the final score. Winthrop wins. The earlier score was 3-1, Winthrop down at Winthrop. Saugus boys basketball got a win last night. This was 78-76 in OT over Kip. Friday, they'll play at Salem in what is shaping up to be a key Northeastern Conference matchup. Check out the overnight scores on our webpage. And, of course, today it is the day the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows post on our website. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.